Creepy clowns about town terrorizing people. What is it with scary clowns? It seems for the past few years, creepy clowns have been silently terrorizing people from coast to coast. In 2014, residents in California City and Bakersfield, California, reported creepy clowns just silently walking around and staring at people. Once it took to social media, rumors of clowns with machetes, axes, and baseball bats were reported. The only clown arrested was a 14-year-old playing a prank on some other kids. The other clowns just went away as silently as they appeared. In 2015, the clowns began to take on a more Joker-like appearance. No longer were they the scary yet kind of funny clowns that people tend to see at the circus. They are now more evil-looking. A man in Waukesha, Wisconsin, was seen wearing an orange jumpsuit with a clown mask. Then he started wearing a more Joker-like appearance. Some even think that this was a second clown, a copycat clown. They would just stand there staring at people, freaking them out. They were found sometimes by the girls' dorm rooms. Just recently, in 2016, creepy clowns have been seen near forests in both North and South Carolina. Some of the clowns have been reported trying to lure children into the forest with candy. One adult even heard one of the clowns rush off after the kids called out. There have been so many eerie clowns reported that it is now illegal in South Carolina to wear a clown costume. This isn't a new creep show. In 1981, a group of men dressed as clowns drove around Boston, Massachusetts, in a van. The report stated these creepers were luring children with candy. One of the clowns was even reported naked from the waist down. These clowns were found near schools and playgrounds, following the children around. I have my own creepy clown story. It isn't fun or pretty. One night around 7 p.m. when I was walking home from the ice arena, I noticed a tan van with strange objects in the windows, just sitting there on the side of the road. As I walked closer, getting ready to cross the street before passing the eerie van, I realized the objects were balloons. A little curious, I stepped closer to see what all of the balloons were about, and suddenly, inside the van, in between all of the balloons, a clown popped his head out and smiled. He didn't say anything. He just sat there staring, grinning. I stepped off the curb and walked a little faster. It was dark by then. My figure skating lessons ended at 5:30 and I stayed for some hot chocolate. We lived so close that we never thought anything about me walking home. Normally, there were no incidents. Tonight was different. As I walked faster, I heard a car honking. I turned to see the van driving on the other side of the road just behind me. A car was trying to pass it, but the big van was in its way. The van pulled over and waved the car to move around him. I looked ahead and started walking faster while noticing the honking car speeding on by. As I was just finishing up figure skating lessons, I had my skates hanging over my shoulders by the laces. I took off the skate guard on one of the skates and looked at the reflection in the blade. The van was still on the other side of the road, driving slowly behind me. I turned the corner into the condos that we lived in and threaded my way around the inside of the complex. I noticed he had turned into the gated community when another car pulled in. I put the skate guard in my pocket, knowing that I might need the blade again. I slipped into one of the carports and hid behind a large station wagon. There he was, driving slowly, scoping out each carport. I was terrified. Between each set of condos was a grassy area with nowhere to hide. I was stuck here behind this car until he left, but how would I even know that he left? I then heard a car pull up to the side of the carport. The driver had parked and idled. I checked all of the walls around me in the car, wondering how he could have possibly found me. Then I noticed The rubber guard for my skate blades was no longer in my pocket. I peeked out around the station wagon, and there it was, sitting there in the open behind the station wagon. I heard footsteps creep up into the carport, and I crouched lower behind the car and its wheel. "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. I have some candy, some treats." I heard a bag shake. "I won't hurt you." I covered my mouth to stop a scream and waited. The footsteps came closer. "Kitty, kitty, kitty, come out and purr for me." I pulled my skates from over my shoulder and took off my backpack. There was no way I would make it out of there with the backpack on. The creepy clown would probably grab it and pull me back. I got ready to jump and run as the footsteps came closer. "Kitty, kitty," he hissed. I jumped and swung my skates around my head with the laces. He fell backwards as the pick of my figure skate slammed into his forehead. I ran so fast and hard that I knew if I fell, I would impale myself with the skates. I wouldn't let go of them, though. They became my weapons, my safety, my defense. I zigzagged through the buildings, and once I arrived home, I turned off all of the lights and double-locked the door. Mom wasn't due home from work for another hour. Back then, we didn't have cell phones or cordless phones. Our phone was hanging on the wall with a cord. I didn't dare get up to use the phone, so I waited. It was a good thing I did because I heard the footsteps and the same creepy kitty, kitty, kitty outside the door and then down the street. When Mom got home, we called the cops together, but no one ever found the clown, nor did I ever see him again. I wanted to take this time to thank you for listening to my stories. Many of my stories I have written myself, and some of them are even true experiences. I do accept stories from other people, but I would like them to be unique if you could. Otherwise, I will happily read your story from Reddit. Just email me at scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Please only submit stories that you have personally written. They can be true or fiction. I won't tell anyone. If you like, I will give you credit for the story. Just let me know the details. Talk to you soon. This is Spooky Boo.